probably don't need to tell you that it is a massive day in the English Premier League. The end of the season, the last day of Premier League football. You can get full coverage of all the events from 3 p.m. here on 5 Live. Not least the Manchester City versus West Ham game, which kicks off at 3 o'clock. That could decide the Premier League title. It's a massive day, and particularly a bigger one if you're a Manchester City or Liverpool fan. That's because in true nail-biting fashion, both teams are still able to win the competition on the final day, at least mathematically. Man City play West Ham, as I say, at home, and Liverpool face Newcastle, also at home. But who will win? Here's what some BBC pundits and Premier League legends think.
If City don't win it now, it would be a catastrophe for them.
I'd be very, very surprised if Manchester City now don't win the Premier League.
I think Manchester City, you know, should win it now. But it's been such a crazy season, it might just have one little final twist in the tail.
I've been in the Premier League a long time, and you know that, you know, you don't start celebrating until you've got that championship medal in your hand, until the trophy's in the cabinet.
I predicted City at the start of the season, and I've got to stick by them.
Well, you probably recognise those voices. Danny Murphy, first of all, former Liverpool player, former Fulham player, and more crucially, from my perspective, former Charlton player. Danny Mills, we heard from, and Gary Lineker, Phil Neville, and Chris Waddle finally there. But let's hear from some fans. Andrew McGough is a Liverpool fan in Wellington, New Zealand. Andrew, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Dave. Thanks for your call.
We've got Phil Antilla with us, who's a Man City fan in Kansas City, in America. Good morning, Phil.
Yeah, good evening here.
Can't be many Man City fans in Kansas City, or am I wrong?
There's a decent number.
Decent number. And will they all be watching the football later on today?
Yeah, we will be sitting down to have breakfast at 10 o'clock in the morning, and we'll be in a pub watching the game.
In a pub?
Yep.
In Kansas City?
Yep.
With your scarves or your shirts?
Yep, we'll be all kitted up.
And will you be singing that great Elvis Presley song?
We'll be singing a lot of songs.
Yeah, but particularly the Blue Moon one.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you're going to win, are you?
We'll see. I think we're confident in our players, and we think we've got a big game on our hands. But, you know, this is the same team that won the league 2 years ago, with the exception of two players. I think they know what to do.
Andrew, in Wellington, New Zealand, are there many Liverpool fans who will be nail-biting along with you later on today?
Yeah, there most certainly will be. We've got a supporters' club together here, so we're expecting a good crowd down at the pub at 2 a.m. kick-off here. So 2 in the morning, there'll be a good crowd of us. And yeah, throughout the country, there's a big group of supporters' clubs, and they'll be meeting and doing the same, nervously hoping that a miracle can happen.
Yeah, you're going to need a miracle. And given that, are you going to be watching the Liverpool game or the Man City game?
We'll most certainly be watching the Liverpool game. No, I think it's been a fantastic season, whatever way we look at it. Obviously, you know, it'd be nice to win the league, but I think it's been a massive overachievement already from Liverpool, coming from seventh last season to where we are now. Even top four was a big dream for us, but for me, I thought top four might even be a stretch. So I think coming down to the last 10 minutes of the game, if it gets a bit tight and West Ham are still in it at the Etihad, then I think we might have to go split screen and watch both of them. But I'd love to just watch our boys put in a good performance and really celebrate the great season it's been.
Either split screen or with the earpieces like everybody else in the ground, listening to the 5 Live commentary of the other game.
Well, yeah, we struggle to get that 5 Live here, but we do split screen it. We have the option through a Premier League pass system here in New Zealand. So, yeah, hopefully we can get some of the ex-Liverpool boys can do us a favour, and a 90th minute screamer from Andy Carroll would do just nicely.
Phil, will you be concerned about what's going on at the Liverpool game?
No, I'll just be focused on the City game.
And is there any doubt that City's going to win the actual game, quite apart from win the Premier League? Is there any doubt?
I don't know if there is a lot of doubt. I know that games like this, that you know, it's like a cup final, and you know there will be a trophy at the end of the game for someone, and so it's a big day for our team, and I think they know it.
You're at home to West Ham, and apart from the miracle that Liverpool fans are hoping for, that Andrew said that screamer from Andy Carroll past your post and keeper. Apart from that, he should be able to walk it, shouldn't you?
Yeah, I mean, you know the saying, typical City. I mean, we had a difficult time against Wigan last year at Wembley, and so we know what it's like to make it hard on ourselves.
But if you like don't win, how hard is it going to be for you thousands of miles away if you don't win?
If I don't win.
If you don't win the Premier League.
How hard will it be?
Yeah.
Well, you know, we'll just have to go at it again next year. But like I said,
no, come on, you're not going to even shed a tear. You're not even going to shed a tear.
I'll be a mess.
That's what I wanted to hear, Andrew. Yeah. That must give you some comfort, Andrew. That even though you lot may not win, if Phil doesn't win, then he will be a mess.
That is a tough one. I mean, my head says that there's not a hope that City will throw this one away. I think even needing a draw puts them well and truly in the box seat, one hand and four fingers on the trophy. I think with us Liverpool fans, I mean, we just have to live in hope, I guess. It's the hope that kills us, and because we're going to the last two teams that can still do this.
Yeah, guys, what would be really good is if we could speak to you tomorrow night after the games. Are you both up for it, Andrew?
Yeah, of course.
Phil?
Yep, go for it.
Let's do it. Tomorrow night from 1:00.